I'm Frank Vaughn. It is Canada Day, July 1st, 2025, and this is not a political video. This is not a partisan video. This isn't about the CPC. It's not about the Liberals. It's not about the NDP. It's not about the PPC. It's not about any of the other parties that are in this country. It's about the nation, and I am going to allow myself the pretension of taking on the anthropomorphized form of the nation and speaking with its voice. Now, what nation am I talking about? I'm talking about the nation that our forefathers fought and died for in the Second World War, in the First World War, and the nation that used to be, the nation that existed under a different flag, the Red Ensign. Now, that nation was a nation of families. It was a nation of growth. It was a nation that made things. It was a nation that had an aerospace industry. It was a nation that had a strong army and a strong navy and had actual independence. But, again, this is nonpartisan. The coming of Diefenbaker was the beginning of the change, but the change is only accelerated until now, since the Liberal Party came in office in 2015. We are in a snowball's decline, an avalanche down a mountainside. The nation's core identity doesn't exist anymore. Politicians proudly declare that Canada is a post-national state, that we're a multicultural union, and that there is no core defining feature of this nation. And their policies have reflected that very philosophy, because they've gutted our manufacturing base. We don't make things anymore. We generate raw materials, which we ship to the world so that we can buy back their finished goods. We have become a colony, not just for resources, but for the world's national causes. What do I mean by national causes? I mean every single strong ethnic religious group in the world that has a presence in Canada advances their interests. Nowhere in this world are Canadian interests advanced. We don't have a defining gestalt. We don't have a defining purpose. We are just moving through the world, taking on the causes of everybody else. Again, we are a post-national state with no core identity. We're not allowed to have one, because anytime we start to have a core identity, the government comes along and shuts us down. Now, what is the government? What is the government of Canada? Is the government of Canada consistent with the vision that the soldiers who fought in those wars, which everybody is so fond of hiding behind, it's an incredible feat, actually, that people will shame me or attempt to shame me because their forefathers died in the service of the war or went and fought and came home. Well, so did mine. And I think every single one of them would be rolling over in their graves if they're still topside. They're probably incensed at what Canada has become, or they don't know what Canada has become, because ignorance is one of the biggest threats to the nation. We are no longer serving our own cause. We don't even have a cause. Now, we have an out-of-control government. This government, just the other day, and this is an important point, we had this bill called the Digital Services Act, which went through the House, passed all readings in the House, advanced to the Senate, passed all readings in the Senate, went back to the House, was passed, and gained royal assent. A law through the procedure, through the parliamentary procedure. Now, Parliament's not in session right now. And at the stroke of the Governor General's pen, the Governor General and Prime Minister Mark Carney and his cabinet, the real government, not your parliamentarians, suspended a law arbitrarily. They can do this with any law that's on the books. They can pick where to apply it. They can pick how to apply it. They can craft new regulations on the fly. They can ban personal property at the stroke of a pen. We have more in common with Nazi Germany than we do a functional, thriving republic or democracy with actual human rights. And forgive me if there are some edits. I am still dealing with a lingering cough, which will probably be with me for a while. What am I talking about human rights? The Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Supposedly the highest law of the land outside of the Constitution. Supposedly, some would argue, or some would gaslight you into believing it's part of the Constitution, can be suspended at the will of the Prime Minister. Again, a man you don't elect. You elect Parliament, government is appointed, and then Parliament can be dismissed, as it was by Justin Trudeau. For the majority of a year, Parliament was gone, and government continued on unabated. And now, Carney just convened Parliament for a bare 3 weeks, threw some legislation and threw some bills before the House, and then went home, and the decisions of the most consequence are being made without representation from the people. And you have no recourse. You have no one you can call. You have nothing you can do. You are a subject, not a citizen. And your rights, back to the point, can be suspended on the whim of that one man at the request of, or at the behest of, the Governor General's signature, who he owns. Justin Trudeau suspended the Charter of Rights and Freedoms when there was a protest that was gathered together to preserve bodily autonomy, something the left supposedly loves, and opposing draconian mandates which violated all of your human rights. The government never faced responsibility for the fact that they suspended your human rights over a highly survivable coronavirus, which means cold. Instead, they suspended the charter and they sent their jackboots down on a convoy of people and were found in the wake of their draconian actions to have been wrong to do so and were never held responsible. For those of you who watch my channel, you will hear me repeating myself because it's important. I suppose repetition is key. This nation which people think they have, they don't actually have. It is on the ropes. If it's not already dead and buried, there's a seed, a kernel of this national identity, this nation that was built in the wake of the world wars under the red ensign before the flag was replaced, and indeed the nation itself, the concept of Canada, was replaced without a plebiscite, without a referendum, without even a consultation with the people from on high, by these appointed governments that have nothing to do with Parliament. Parliament just rubber stamps them into place. The understanding within the political parties is, if you want the wage, if you want the expense account, if you want the catered meals, if you want the lifetime pension, you better approve the cabinet that the man parachuted into the position picked. You better do the will of the PM or the whip's going to come for you and kick you out of caucus, and that will be the end of your career. That's the understanding. So the people who occupy Parliament often have sold their souls long before they get there because they understand the rules. Those very same rules allowed the Bill of Rights to be replaced by the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, allowed Pierre Trudeau in 1982 to replace your country, allowed the flag to be replaced a decade and a half, 2 decades before, without any representation from the people. And it's so funny. Because when you talk about that kernel, that seed of Canada that still exists, it exists in Western Canada mainly. The capital of the old Canada has moved to Western Canada. And we need to take that seed and we need to place it in new soil and grow something out of it. Because there is something valuable there. But the Canada that emanates from Ottawa, the system, the government, the laws, if you can even call them laws, because they function more as edicts, is rotten to the core and produces nothing but rot. Canada, in terms of real growth and economic potential, is flatlined. We're among the worst in the developed world. Our debt, our national debt, is ballooning. That is money they're spending in your name and your children's name and your grandchildren's name, and there's nothing you can do to stop them. And what are they spending it on? Pursuit of gay rights in Bangladesh? We've seen this year, if we count between Canada Days as a year for speaking on behalf of the nation, we've seen what Global Affairs Canada was spending your money on. Condoms in Nigeria and billions of dollars and other absurdities. It's a joke, and they do it. They're in your pocket. They're spending your future. They're giving you away. not just your finances, but your very nation. The ground under your feet, the mineral wealth under your feet. Ottawa would carve up and give away to China and give away to Europe at bargain basement prices. Give away to their international friends, their financiers, their central bankers. And then they have the audacity, and part of the reason they have the audacity is because there's a good chunk of the Canadian public, perhaps the majority, that is so ignorant and unaware because their intellect has been successfully repressed. Whether it's through SSRIs and drugs that they're fed all the time, a media diet, the consumption of pop culture, which does nothing but rot your brain, decades of American Idol, which has removed your intellectual capacity. But don't fret. It's not American Idol, it's Canadian Idol. We have Canadian versions of all of the same rotten pop culture that's coming out of a Hollywood in America, largely dominated by foreign influence itself. But we're not here to talk about America today. We also have to look at the self-denial that Canada is in. All it took was Donald Trump talking about reciprocal tariffs, because Canada charges the world an ever-increasing price to do business here, because we have to pay for all of these socialist pipe dreams. It's not enough to tax the wages of the most productive people in this society at ever-increasing rates, because we have progressive income taxes, which actually incentivize you to stay poor. They literally incentivize you to stay poor because the rich will carry you. And not even just the rich, the middle class. Anybody that's making $80,000 or $100,000 a year is carrying a large burden of socialist weight, and it's still not enough. Property taxes, excise taxes, sales taxes out the wazoo, new taxes all over the place, digital services taxes, every kind of tax you can imagine. It's not enough. Carbon taxes, it's not enough. There has to be more and more and more, because their ideas, if you read Mark Carney's book, their ideas can't be wrong. They're just underfunded. Delivery of crucial services has been in decline. Not just healthcare, where you have a right to wait in line to die. That's essentially what healthcare in Canada has been reduced to, unless you are forceful in your will. Many people have to go outside the country to seek the care they need. There's also the education system, which instead of teaching core features, if you look at test scores, I remember I studied this intensively in Ontario. The product for education should be a well-rounded student. And that product has been in decline. And it's not just on the system. The constant assault on family and values and stability and monogamy in the pursuit of blind hedonism, recklessness. We've got a culture which I don't know where the seeds of it come from. Oftentimes I look at it's an American culture. It's an American theme. You've got the kids on reserves listening to gangster rap and dreaming of being kingpins themselves when they grow up, but they don't understand that that lifestyle often leads to just rot and early death and mortality. This rot, the Rihannas, the Nicki Minajs, and all the other characters, the ditties, promote to your youth. This vain, spiritually empty, devoid of meaning existence, where they think that meaning can be derived from money, which they'll never have, because we're being robbed at gunpoint, because that's what state authority is. We have to call it state authority because it's not necessary. Well, it is government authority, but it's not parliamentary authority. The government, which is not elected, isn't just the PM and the Governor General. They command. They're the top of the pyramid. But there's also a power elite which preserves itself underneath them, known as a bureaucracy. So it serves the will of the Governor General and the appointed government, but it also preserves itself. That's what runs the country. There hasn't been a bureaucrat in the history of this nation that has been successfully pulled down by the actions of the people. Most of the power brokers in Canada, most of the highest paid people, are beyond your reach, even though you have to pay for it. It's remarkable. The Germans, under the Nazi regime, had this phrase, working towards the Führer, which Hitler's will. Now, Hitler, he spent a lot of his time sleeping in. He was an infamous dilettante. He would get up, he would eat his meals, he would interfere in bizarre details within the German Reich. But he had this view, he had this will, he had this plan, and everybody in the government, as long as they were pursuing that plan, they would get their endorsement, they would get their power, they would get their claim from on high, from the Führer. And they would then use that endorsement to further their own objectives. It's an amazing thing to me, as a long-term student of this function, that I see so many parallels between that and how Canada actually works. The nation itself has been gutted and given away. The government is unjust. Can you imagine having the audacity to have a national day like Canada Day, and for these people to get up and deliver word salad remarks about the strength of Canada or the entire elbows up fiasco? Like, let's talk about that for a minute. We had arenas full of lemmings, and that's what you are. At hockey games that cost thousands of dollars US to attend. So it's not like we're talking about the poor and downtrodden here. We're talking about the upper middle class that can afford to go to a hockey game. And like lemmings, they booed the American national anthem, a nation that we do the vast majority of our trade with. They butter our bread. They've been good and willing friends and partners, and we treat them like trash. All because a man who hasn't lived in Canada for a decade, a man who identifies as a European first, in his own words, a man who wrote a book about how Canada's resource economy basically needs to be destroyed in order for his ideological pursuits to come to fruition, who's come here to do just that. Because a man decided to make our national... No, he didn't decide to make it. Canada has this obsession with being not American. It's our core defining feature. It's almost the entirety of our national identity, is that we're not American. Yet we import their music, we watch their shows, we depend on them for capital resources, which we can't replace, by the way. For 10 years, this Liberal government has been trying to replace America, because Trump coming in 2016 was the beginning of the existential threat in their minds from the United States. This notion of drawing ourselves closer together with Europe in the face of an unreliable United States can only be promoted as a new thing because the public memory is abysmal and it's in a terrible state because it's so fragmented by all this nonsense culture that we consume, all this brain-dead rot that has become a core feature of daily life. The Liberals have been trying to replace America for 10 years, and like I said in yesterday's video, it's only netted 3% growth in our trade share with Europe. We can't replace the United States, and why should we? We take everything from them. Culture, money, and military protection. We rely on their strength as our best friend to defend us so that we can denude our own military, we can leave our personnel completely demoralized in horrendous housing conditions, living with black mold and bugs and all kinds of ailments so that they can progressively be indoctrinated into the woke ideology, because that's what's happening to our military. That's what we do with our defense dollars. All the while, we depend on the United States. And at the words of a man, a glorified import, he might have been born here, but he certainly isn't Canadian enough to have identified as Canadian. I mean, he cursed this country and defamed it by his own words, and now he's prime minister. He came along and told us that the orange man was our primary threat, and that America was our primary threat. And it was all elbows up, and arenas full of booing people, as if the nation hasn't been getting gutted and given away for decades by the very same people. And again, this is not partisan. Stephen Harper did it too. The conservative government started this process. Maxime Bernier wanted a free trade agreement with China. He wanted to kick the door open. He criticized in 2017 Justin Trudeau for being too slow on the trigger to allow the free flow of Chinese capital. And do you know what the free flow of Chinese capital means? It means their money coming in by the boatload, buying up everything in this country. His critique was that Trudeau wasn't moving fast enough. And Trudeau moved much faster than Stephen Harper. They've all been bad news for the national foundations of Canada. A nation is a nation or it's not a nation. We are indeed post-national. The Liberals are right. They've brought us to it. And then all of a sudden, because the public memory is a sieve, because we've done such a poor job holding the attention span of the people by design, I would argue. We don't want people thinking about the past. We don't want them reading about ideas and history. We want them focused on nonsense, hockey, basketball, music, TikToks of people cooking things, nonsense. That's what holds the public mind. And because our mind is so thoroughly rotten, they were able to do this orange man bad narrative with the whole elbows up nonsense and win an election, even though it's recognized by our own government that Mark Carney's Liberal Party was thoroughly infected with Chinese foreign interference. They helped him get elected. The Canadian public doesn't care. A large percentage of the Canadian public. Again, the seed's still there. It just doesn't exist in Toronto. Maybe there's individuals in Toronto that it exists in, but they need to get out because the overall political mind doesn't have the capacity for nation building anymore. We're broken. We're in debt. We're beholden for our welfare to other nations and their interests. So why would I, as much as I was going to, I had a whole video planned it out last night, worked on it this morning, and I decided it's Canada Day. It didn't even dawn on me until this morning that it was Canada Day. I knew it was coming up. It's on the calendar and everything else. But I am so thoroughly disgusted with the state of things. I am so thoroughly disgusted with the mentality of the masses. To be completely honest, the majority of Canadians suck. They're in dereliction of duty. The very same people who try to hide behind the soldiers and our so-called national identity are the ones that gave it away. The ones that booed in those arenas stood idly by while the country was gutted for decades prior by the very government they were there to support, rallying around the natural government, the natural political party to lead this nation, which is the Liberal Party, viewed as the natural governors, that the CPC is the aberration and the Liberals are the our natural rulers. So I decided to throw away the video that I was going to do. Maybe I'll do it later. I hate doing two videos because the algorithm punishes you if you put out two videos a day. Or at least it seems to punish me. So you might have to wait for the one I wanted to do until tomorrow. Because I decided to do this Canada Day centered video. But it's almost like a requiem. It's almost like a funeral oration. Where are the people who represent the old Canada, Canadian interests? I don't think there's a way to resurrect it, folks. Now, it's not a black bill. We still have a seed. It's a big, beautiful, fertile seed. And we can plant it. And we can watch it grow. But there's certain sections of this country that aren't going to come along for the ride. And we need to deal with that. The separatist tendency in the West is actually the old Canada trying to reclaim itself. It's not separatism at all. It's a reclamation. And that's something that we should all accept and wear as armor and take pride in. Because these killers of our national identity will continue to build their own structure, completely consumed with their class and their international interests, and they'll drag us down. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about Canada. Canada's only a convenient dressing to put on when it serves their political interests. We care. Those of us who are critical and recognize the decline and fall of this nation state, we are the ones that care. For the vast majority of people, Canada Day is just another holiday. It's an excuse to party, light off some fireworks, and have a good time. In America, July 4th means something. There's a patriotic duty. Patriotism here is superficial. It's like a t-shirt you put on once a year. Really what it's about is the stat holiday and the partying and the beer. And that sucks. So for people who would say that this video is blasphemous to put out on Canada Day, I disagree. See, I actually take the day seriously. I take the nation seriously. I take its situation that it finds itself in. I take it deadly seriously. It weighs on me. I read about it. I think about it. I take a lot of time to actually discern the real situation. Even if the details are lost on most people, I sometimes think it's just one big curse. I was born with it. This interest in nonfiction, this interest in how things actually are. I recently had somebody in the comment section call me a liar when I said I was reading about the Second World War in grade 7. At the age of 7 and 8 years old, my dad bought me my first book about the war. I've read very little fiction in my life, but I've read a lot of nonfiction because I just want to know what is. And the more I know, the more I realize, and the more I realized early on in my teens that advertising was going to rot my brain. So I removed it from my life. When I watch advertising now, if I'm actually staying the night at someone's house and they have cable TV, I'll stay up really late watching it to get a sample, to study it. What people are swimming in every single day. Do you know people go to bed with the TV on? They go to bed with the TV on. And all night long, they're being programmed. It's seeping in one way or another. Your worldview isn't your worldview. It's shaped by inputs. The arenas full of booing people are all the evidence you need to understand that you, your thoughts, are not your own. You've been programmed. And the further removed from that programming I get, the more alone I seem to be. And I'm sure there's many people who watch this channel who feel the exact same way. But I just want to say, the producer of this video, namely me, cares very deeply about the real nature of Canada and the real state of Canada. I'm not going to be rocking beers tonight. I'm not going to be setting off any fireworks. And you can think that I'm a bad patriot for that. But the fact is, this is a distressed nation. This is a nation under the control of totalitarians. And there are people who laugh at that too and think I'm crazy when I say so. You need look no further than that Digital Services Act, a law passed by the people's representatives, dismissed at the signature of one individual on the advice of another individual. That's who rules your country. No property rights, no real civil rights, nothing lasting. You're subjects, not citizens. And I don't believe that's what this land, which was founded under the Red Ensign, I don't believe that's what it was meant to be. I think we should be doing better. I think we could do better, and I think people should be demanding better. And if that means breaking with the institution, breaking with the system that we now call Canada and establishing something new, that's the path we should take because the seed is worth growing. I'm Frank Vaughn. If you like this work, please consider supporting it via the website. You're going to see me in the next one anyway.